Coach found out late that you were going to be a little shorthanded tonight, but that meant the next player up for you guys, and you know, hung tough with Colby. Really, I thought for about 2.5 quarters, they hit some threes that kind of separated you guys down the stretch, but overall, I think you have to be proud of the effort that your team put forth here tonight.
You know, I'm super proud of the girls that played tonight. They played great defense. You know, it's just they could shoot the shot from way out downtown, and we just couldn't get them all defended. But for the most part, you know, our man defense stepped up and played well. We got some big rebounds. They did good.
You know, that's something that Colby had not seen in the first time that you guys had played each other, and that was something I thought a new wrinkle there. But you had some players really step up. I thought the three threes by Erica in that first half really kind of opened things up down low for either Brooke or Ella or whoever else.
You know, Erica knew that she needed to step up her game, you know, shifting into the point guard position. She knew she had to knock some shots down, and she was confident to get it done. And, you know, I'm really proud of the way she tried to keep the team together.
Now, do you think maybe the defining moment maybe changed this whole game around? You kind of had some momentum late in that first half, got it within six. You feel like it kind of changed a little bit right at the end of the first half when they had that second chance opportunity put up right before the break?
You know, yeah, and, you know, we missed that key rebound and they got that put back. You know, but at the same point, if we wouldn't have went down there, they would have gave it to the shooter on the perimeter on the other side. So, you know, it's just a chance that you take, and it ended in the wrong direction. But the girls just keep battling every day, every possession.
Absolutely here. Well, you have a couple more games left in the season here, and it starts two games next week here with the Goodland Cowgirls. What are some things that you're maybe looking to work on after a tough loss here tonight?
You know, we're just going to try to regroup and get our teamwork and our chemistry back going again. We just got to make sure that we always play for each other and we do the little things right. And, you know, we're just going to keep battling and work for the next week.
You know, despite being in shorthanded tonight, only had really five players that played significant minutes here tonight, filled in a couple minutes off the bench. I thought your team did a pretty good job of staying out of foul trouble.
You know, they did. They played smart. They really helped each other, especially on our man defense. We did a great job of sliding and helping and using our feet rather than our hands. And so, you know, defensively, they really stepped it up and played smart ball because they knew that they needed to be able to play that 32 minutes.
It is Coach Amy Felker joining us here, wrapping up the girls' game. The Lady Beavers lose a tough one here tonight, 53-31. Thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.